USA Radio News.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky. There is a new claim in The New Yorker, a second woman, 53-year-old Deborah Ramirez, alleging sexual misconduct against Brett Kavanaugh. President Trump's Supreme Court nominee releasing a statement saying, "This alleged event from 35 years ago did not happen. The people who knew me then know that this did not happen and have said so. This is a smear, plain and simple." Now the White House also issuing a statement saying, "This 35-year-old uncorroborated claim is the latest in a coordinated smear campaign by the Democrats designed to tear down a good man."
And honestly, the best character, unless she can prove otherwise, and we're going to give her her chance to do that.
Earlier in an interview with WTAM Radio in Cleveland, President Trump commenting on the first accuser, Christine Ford, who's scheduled to tell her story Thursday at 10 a.m. Eastern on Capitol Hill. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. Tangible Investments is the main title sponsor of my show. Many of my fans and listeners tell me they buy gold and collectible coins from a local dealer in their city because they don't know where else to go, or from telemarketers they see on TV because these companies spend millions to advertise. Sadly, the majority of companies that consumers reach out to rely on commissioned salespersons who have limited experience, limited expertise, and no credentials whatsoever. Tangible Investments has been around for 35 years. They build long-term relationships, not one-time sales. They work on the lowest spreads anywhere in the industry, so you always get the best price. Most importantly, the listeners of War Now are guaranteed to deal directly with Mike Bonham, VP of Tangible, and a staff of senior executives with a combined 200 years of experience in precious metals. Get the best prices, the lowest spread, deal with the most credible, experienced experts in the industry, and right now start your Tangible relationship off right with a free American Silver Eagle. To receive your free American Silver Eagle, call 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000. Or visit TII1.com.
Continuing now with our coverage of the Kavanaugh accusers, the first woman to come forward, Christine Ford, scheduled to show up and testify Thursday on Capitol Hill. South Carolina Senator Republican Lindsey Graham weighing in.
"I will do the following. Listen to Dr. Ford, compare that to everything in the record, and make a decision."
Graham says he'll listen to what she has to say.
"She'll be treated fairly, but we're not going to turn the hearing over to her lawyers, and we'll see. I hope she comes. I will listen if she does."
But at this point, he's standing behind President Trump's Supreme Court nominee, Brett Kavanaugh.
"Unless there's something more, no, I'm not going to ruin Judge Kavanaugh's life over this."
Graham, a guest on Fox News Sunday.
"It's too old for a criminal trial. You couldn't bring a civil suit because you can't tell the court what time it happened and where it happened. Unless there's something more, no, I'm not going to ruin Judge Kavanaugh's life over this."
Again, that hearing scheduled for 10 a.m. Thursday in front of the Senate Judiciary Committee. This is USA Radio News.
Everyone loves liberty, so why are you letting other people tell you what's best for your health care? Exercise your freedom with Liberty Health Share. Liberty Health Share is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Call us at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information, or check us out online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
President Trump to address the U.N. General Assembly Tuesday in New York. In other news, at least 25 people killed in Iran during an attack on a military parade, the country blaming the U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo reacts.
"We want Iran to stop being the world's largest state sponsor of terror."
The Secretary of State, a guest on Fox News Sunday.
"When you have a security incident at home, blaming others is an enormous mistake. And the loss of innocent lives is tragic."
And word, a first responder's house ransacked while he was doing a good deed, helping victims of Hurricane Florence. Details now from USA Radio's Rick Vincent.
A North Carolina National Guardsman's home was burglarized while he was deployed on a Hurricane Florence relief mission. His girlfriend says items taken included irreplaceable, valuable coins and jewelry.
"Really hope it was worth it to see another family struggle and to watch someone go through what you did to somebody."
Nearly $15,000 has been raised to help 24-year-old Guardsman Louis Ocampo.
A new storm brewing. USA Radio's Wendy King with details.
Cleanup from Hurricane Florence continues across the Carolinas and parts of Virginia as forecasters turn their attention toward Tropical Storm Kirk. They say Kirk is continuing to move west across the eastern Atlantic, but doesn't currently pose any threat to land. The National Hurricane Center said Kirk is around 400 miles south-southwest of the Cabo Verde Islands, moving slowly west at 16 miles per hour. Kirk is expected to strengthen in the next few days.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.